844.
Coming up, it's even sadder when we learn more details about the nutball that went into the health club last week, let loose, killing several women and injuring others. Turns out he might have had a grenade on a bus a couple of days before that. He was questioned by police, but they could not hold him in Pittsburgh. We got some more details on that sad, sad story. Everything in this hour is not going to be sad. We're going to present some silver linings. However, we do start with healthcare. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And let me tell you, I, like you, am very concerned about where we are headed and what direction we're headed in. Do I think that there is some reform that could be had with healthcare? Absolutely. When you talk to people with pre-existing conditions and how outrageous it is when they switch jobs, when you talk to people who have had their lives derailed for one reason or another because of treatments that are simply not affordable and costs that are out of control because of the amount of people that they have on an insurance plan, certainly things should be done. And certainly there are some poor examples of what insurance should be doing for the people who are their clients, and they're simply not doing it. But then there are others who are getting really good health care and are completely happy with it. So the debate rages across the U.S., and it's not going to die down anytime soon. This has a big grip on the nation, and it should, because if there is health care reform across the board, I believe all of us should have the facts and know the facts and know what our Congress folks are doing before there is a vote and it is rammed through and there is no say from Americans on what's happening, because after all, they represent us. Isn't that the idea? We the people, we actually are the government, or maybe some people in Washington forgot about that. So that's where we start. There have been disruptions, there's no doubt about it. I'm going to let you hear one of them. This is a Georgia congressman, David Scott, and this was at a recent meeting that he held, a forum that he held that actually wasn't supposed to be about health care reform. It was about a critical needs area highway that was going to disrupt some homeowners, and this is what transpired.
Well, I'm not voting on anyone. First of all, I haven't voted on any bill.
Are you planning on voting on that?
I don't know.
That's an easy out.
Well,
I mean, do you support a government run option? How about that?
Yes, I do. And I'm listening to my constituents. Okay? These are people who live in the 13th congressional district who vote in this district. That's who I've got to respond to. Okay? Right. All right. That's everybody with different opinions. So what you've got to understand is those of you who are here who have taken and came and hijacked this event that we're dealing with here, this is not a healthcare event. You've made the choice to come here.
All right. So that's an example of some of the things that have happened, and unfortunately in this case, because people were frustrated, they wanted to vent, they showed up at a meeting that wasn't supposed to do a deal with health care whatsoever. And this just shows you in the polls recently that have been out that there's no question people are very concerned as to ultimately what is going to happen, because change is hard, and change when you don't know the specifics of it can be intolerable, as many of us no. And I think what happened was specifically, and we said it on this show, the trying to ramrod us with a piece of legislation that wasn't fully formed anyway and didn't have specific facts is where the problem lies. So it lies with the Democrats really themselves. They have themselves to kick for this mess because it wasn't, I believe, laid out correctly. Let me read you a little bit of Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer did an op-ed piece that was in the USA Today. And the big thing that people are talking about is there is a sentence where they talk about the people at the town hall meetings being un-American. But let me read a little bit of this. Bear with me so you know in case you didn't see it. And here's how it goes. It's a long thing, so I won't go through the whole thing. I'm just going to take a little bit of it. It is now evident that an ugly campaign is underway, not merely to misrepresent the health insurance reform legislation, but to disrupt public meetings and prevent members of Congress and constituents from conducting a civil dialogue. These tactics have included hanging in effigy one Democratic member of Congress in Maryland, protesters holding a sign displaying a tombstone with the name of another congressman in Texas, where protesters also shouted, "Just say no," drowning out those who wanted to hold a substantial discussion. And then it goes on to say, these disruptions are occurring because opponents are afraid not just of differing views, but of the facts themselves. Drowning out opposing views is simply un-American. Drowning out the facts is how we failed at this task for decades. Healthcare is complex. It touches every American life. It drives our economy. People must be allowed to learn the facts. I agree with the one statement. People must be allowed to learn the facts. And the problem is just now they're getting around to talking about the facts of, particularly in the case of Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, of what the House is put together in these committees, something that was not ever presented to the public before. And therein, again, not to beat this like a dead horse, but therein lies the problem. How can you expect people not to react when all they hear is, oh, my gosh, small businesses are going to be affected. If you work for a small business, you might be in trouble. And why are you in trouble? Because how are they going to afford it if they're barely able to pay their employees and it's too small of a company, they cannot afford health care? Ooh, if you're young and virile and feel invincible, even though you should probably have health care, but you can't afford it. You're a roadie. You're trying to become an actor, whatever reason. You're in a low-paying job. You're volunteering, as has been suggested to so many college grads. Well, you can't get a job, volunteer. So you don't have a lot of coin. You can't afford it. There is no health care that you can have right now when you're in between these part-time jobs. And you don't want to pony up for the health care because your last dime is going toward the subway ride for the organization that you're volunteering at. But you're going to have to participate in health care because it is mandatory. So you see, these were the things that were being thrown out just a little bit. Just an example, there are worse things that were said that were coming out of congressmen's mouths themselves. That's what they were saying. That's what the American people were being told was part of what this health care reform would include. Now they're calling it health insurance reform. It changes every day to emphasize, no, we're just talking about the insurance. We're not talking about all the other aspects. We're not talking about this buzzword, euthanasia, because that's been suggested since we're having these end-of-life discussions that, oh, by the way, are buried in the bill and are confusing to people because it doesn't really clearly say what it is, even though it's something that people probably are already having in nursing homes or leading into going into a nursing home or maybe even assisted living. So that is the problem. The confusion and where it was started was by the people themselves who were pushing health care reform. They didn't deliver it correctly. That is the problem. What say you, America? You can always throw in your 2 cents on this one. 800-259-5791. Sadly, a man who shot up some women at a gym could have been caught a few days before. I have more details. That's around the bend.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
No attorneys to plead my case. No obvious to send me in and out of space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I just turn my eyes down.
Coming up, when you want to get away from whatever it is that you're sick of hearing about, the negative news. Is it a dog, man's best friend? You all know that I have Mahalo, who's been with me now for, I want to say, 4.5 months. And interestingly enough, Mahalo is a golden retriever, and the golden retrievers made the smart list. Does your dog make the smart list? I'll tell you about that coming up here in just a few. But first, I promised we would talk about this Pittsburgh creep. The guy who shot the women's aerobics class, you know, walked in, turned off the lights, pulled out the guns, and then decided to open fire. Sadly, I hate when these things happen, because I think of the families and what how they must feel when they read these stories. But 48-year-old George Sedini was questioned by police a week before that happened, because he matched the description of a guy seen pulling out what it looked to be like a grenade from a computer bag, and ultimately was let go by the Port Authority of Allegheny County, the police there, because they couldn't really nail down, confirm that he was the guy on the bus. Apparently, somebody reported it. They said something seemed odd, and they reported it. But as far as the witnesses were concerned, they couldn't for sure confirm that it was Sedini. At least one of them couldn't. And also, they came forward after it happened, so they couldn't search initially when it happened. They couldn't search him, the bus, whatever. It wasn't until a couple days later that they found Sedini matching the description. So really, unfortunately, they were at between a rock and a hard place. And how awful, because the passenger, one of them anyway, clearly said she saw a man matching his description, taking a grenade out of the bag at 7 in the morning, moving it around in his hands. But the passenger got off, went to do something, called in the afternoon, so it was too late for them to search the bus. Even though the passenger kept saying, because it would have was already gone on another route, all that whole sort of thing, wasn't sure it was a real grenade, but looked pretty real. And he was kind of toying with it in his hands and kind of passing time. And definitely he matched the description. And, of course, the rest is history. He goes on the following week to go into that gym and leaves all these crazy messages behind. But he goes in and he shoots and kills several of the women. You've got two people injured in the shooting that are still hospitalized. One's in fair condition. The other one is in serious condition. It's just a terrible thing, obviously, that happened in the gym. A disturbed guy who said he was lonely, and it was apparent he was lonely, and all kinds of crazy writings, and you don't even want to give any justification for it because there is no justification. I always think about the victims. So much, and not always, but so much that we seem to talk about, somehow the victim gets lost in a lot of these crimes. And so what about that family? What about the married woman? What about, I mean, any of them? What about the people around them who suddenly have the life of someone they care about snuffed out for no reason? Just boom, wrong place, wrong time. I happened to go to that aerobics class, and somebody off his rocker who feels sorry for himself and lonely decides to come in and shoot. And of course, people were also witnessing this and were lucky they weren't killed themselves. And some of them were also injured, as I just gave you the few that were still left in the hospital. Just a terrible, terrible thing all the way around. And it's always in the aftermath. And we'll have the ATN head shrinker on again, Judith Barr, but it's always in the aftermath that we question, well, geez, what could we have done? Could somebody have known? Was there something that somebody might have seen, a red flag? Always those things come up. How do you know that? How do you know that the person who works down the hall from you is a little bit kooky, has some personal issues, seems friendly enough in the hall, fine in social gatherings at work, but what do you really know about them? And how is it your business, and how would you possibly know to do that? Not if it's a friend. Not if it's a friend and you know something's wrong. But if this is just merely an acquaintance, and it sounds like the people in his life were just merely acquaintances, there may be some people that he was close to, but it doesn't seem as such in early facts that are coming out of it. How would you possibly know that? How often are you not stunned by things that happen? I'm going to give you a personal example. And for some reason, this senseless killing made me think about it. I did a talk show at a place called KUHL in Santa Maria, California, probably, I want to say, 10 years ago. And when I was there, and this was my first radio talk show because I had been doing television news, I volunteered at the YMCA, and it was great, and the people were nice, it was fun, and I had some friends that were doing volunteer things there, and it was great, you know. We'd help kids that didn't have some of the advantages or whatever particular project it was. So there was a girl that worked there, I'll say her name. Her name's Ann Throckmorton, and she was a cute young woman in her 20s, and she had a daughter. She had a daughter by a man that a young man that wanted to marry her. It was, I guess, a little bit of possessive, but I didn't know much about her other than she was friendly in the times that we were at these social things and funny and had this gorgeous little girl. Come to find out what happens while I'm still there, it happens maybe 5 months into me meeting her, and it made big headlines. You could probably even Google it and find out the information. But she didn't show up for work. It didn't show up for work because she was working there for money. She was an employee. She had the daughter, and she was manning the front desk. Didn't show up. Come to find out, they launched an investigation. He lost his temper with her, hit her on the head. Don't know what specifically caused the death, but that he got rough with her. And he didn't know what to do, so he chopped her body up into pieces and buried her in the Santa Barbara woods. again, who would have known that? I didn't know that there was trouble that existed with the boyfriend, who seemed friendly enough but apparently was possessive. And it was shocking to so many people in this California Central Coast town that that could happen. I guarantee there are people listening to me that have similar examples of things that have happened with neighbors or acquaintances or whatever, and some of them horrifying. And you, how could you have stopped something when you had no clue that was happening? So I think where people are searching for answers in this, with this Jim gunman, the answer is, unless there are serious red flags and there's something that you know you can do because something is so far, just so far off, then how would you possibly have been anyone? How would anyone have possibly been able to stop what happened other than if they were able to get this guy at the bus stop and tie him to the grenade? And was the grenade a real grenade? If it had been a real grenade, because it could have been a toy grenade, who knows? But if it had been a real grenade, they would have been able to nail him there in the bus incident. And they couldn't do that because it happened by the time the phone call came, and it was just too late for that, and there wasn't enough evidence to nail him with anything. And then, sadly, this tragedy happens less than a week later. But for the people with the conscience who are, because I've heard some of the Pittsburgh shows, and this is a national show, but I've heard some of the Pittsburgh shows where people are calling in, and always that question, what could have been done? Could someone have done anything? How could it have been prevented? All that sort of stuff. I mean, other than a locked aerobics room. And I guess now people will be more paranoid, and that's the sad thing that this leads to. What happens is when somebody takes something away and people become more paranoid, then other safety restraints have to be put in place. And that's probably what will happen in a lot of cases. They'll just tell people, well, you know, if you're not at the class by the time it takes, you know, it goes at 6 or 7 or whatever, we're going to have to lock the door. And if they can do that because of fire restrictions. And still, if somebody wanted to get somebody in an aerobics room, we know it, they could certainly do that. So enough about the sad gunman, because we don't need to give him any more airtime. But just as it relates to our everyday lives, many people have some connection to something that doesn't make sense. And there's just no way you would have known it. Speaking of not making sense, sadly, there are hundreds missing after this typhoon that triggered that mudslide in Taiwan. Boy, they are getting ravaged over there with the floodwaters, the mudslide. In fact, it buried at least 400 people, hundreds of homes are wrecked, people that were lucky evacuated, but it's the worst flooding that island has seen, they say, in half a century. Wow. They had waves as high as 26 feet. Horrible, horrible stuff. Stay with us. We're going to talk about dogs next.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. This 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
How much is that jug in the window? The one with the waggly chair. How much is that jug in the window? I do hope that doggie's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggie will have a good home. How much is that
doggie? I just want to know who's singing the song, How Much Is That Doggie in the Window? All right, so here's the scoop on dogs. How many of you listening to me have dogs? Do you have a border collie, a poodle, a German shepherd, or do you have a golden retriever? Well, according to the University of British Columbia, some research that has been done there, dogs can learn up to 250 words or commands, that sort of stuff. And they're as smart as two-year-old kids. Yeah. There are actually a couple of other breeds that they listed, too, but in order, that's how they did it. The Golden Retriever was fourth on the list. They also say that dogs are capable of showing happiness, anger, and disgust. I've seen the disgust look on my dog when I leave, usually, and the dog is left alone. And I've seen the happiness look, usually, when the dog has been at the dog park frolicking with other such animals. So I believe it. I don't have much experience with canines, as many of you obviously know, since you tried to help me in the selection of a dog. But I do believe it. I do believe that there are a lot of things that you can teach a dog, and I guess certain breeds are better at being trained and remembering things. You know, the whole Pavlov's dogs thing. And I've seen this with the Golden Retriever, who's not even quite 6 months old, in picking up signals and picking up words once he's taught correctly. And just with the expressions, just incredible from all those emotions that were mentioned. So I'm wondering, do you have a dog that makes the list, or do you have a dog that's just a fluffy, fun, dummy dog? I think as much as they say cats are independent, let me tell you, I think dogs can be independent too. Yeah, I've seen this. I've seen this with people that have great dogs, good-looking dogs, but they go to call them, and the dog doesn't feel like it. The dog lays down, or just at that particular moment, they won't fetch. So even though it might be something they have in their toolbox, in their bag of tricks, it's not always something that you can get on command. I know it's all about that whole Pavlov thing. The more they do, the more they do, the more you keep reinforcing it. But I think it might go with that mood thing, that sometimes that there may be an independent streak. But I do agree with the information that was released. I do think that there are some dogs that are smarter than other dogs, and it has to do with how the breed came about, I think. So, by the way, that artist was Patty Page. Yeah, for all you Patty Page fans out there, how much was that doggy in the window? Isn't it interesting that in that song she says, I have to leave my sweetheart to take a trip to California, so I guess I'll get him a dog so he has a companion. Was there something more to that song when that was penned? Now, Matt, you don't have a dog, but I'm sure you have friends that have dogs, and you have some experience in at least being around dogs. Do you think it's true there's a pecking order? There are some dogs that are smarter than others?
This is most definitely true, because I've seen it firsthand. You have your dumb dogs and your smart dogs. I've had friends who, I mean, there's dogs that don't respond to their name or just do different things, like chase, I don't know, random things that they shouldn't be doing. And I've had other dogs that are incredibly smart that, you know, can be trained to open the fridge and hand you a beer.
Yeah, and that's true. I think there are dogs that you can really train to do a lot of things. Fetch the paper and just automatically do it. You know, clean up after themselves. And that's true. I've seen that happen with dogs. More than just the basics. More than just taking them out for their walk and feeding them. And then there's others that just don't get it. So there is something to the breeding thing, something in the lineage of those particular dogs. But I guess I didn't realize poodles. I haven't been around a lot of poodles, but poodles made the list pretty high. They were number two on the list. German Shepherds. If anyone wants to call in and you have a dog and you can dispute this theory or tell us how fabulous your dog is, feel free to do it. Kind of like David Letterman and Pet Tricks without the cheap tricks. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I've seen it with Border Collies, and I've seen it with German Shepherds, and I've seen it with Retrievers, but not Poodles. But I think it's just because I haven't been around a lot of Poodles, so I'm unfamiliar. One thing I know about Poodles, man, I do not like the foo-foo Poodles. You know what I'm talking about, Matt, when they do them up with the 10,000 bows and poof their hair out. And like they have
make them look ridiculous.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I hate that look. It's so sissified, and it's not, I don't know, they look like sissy dogs to me. And if they're just all the way across with their normal hair, some of them can be really pretty. But when what they do is they shave them, and then
right.
They look like all skin on their back, and then
they have fur cuffs on their legs.
Yes, I hate
the tail.
That.
Yeah, not a fan.
I'm not a fan of that either. I don't get it. All right, we move from that to K-Fed, who does have a couple of dogs, who is the estranged man of Britney Spears. Kevin, I know. We have to entertain you somehow, right? It can't be all doom and gloom, for goodness sake, on the show. We can talk about health care, and I can get my blood pressure up, trust me, for 4 hours straight, but we don't want to do that. So Kevin Federline is getting paid more than $1 million, or he might be, to get rid of his gut, because he was a guy who was kind of in good shape when he met Britney Spears, and then he porked up like a lot of people do, partying and fast food and all that other sort of stuff, and not exercising, although Time Magazine's latest article tells us exercising is not going to burn off the weight. So here's the scoop. He's got a new reality show in the pipeline, and he's trying to get back into shape. So there's a weight loss brand who they want to make a deal with him. They want him to be the face of their products, and they're interested in paying him $1.6 million. Now, the product is something I never heard of, Extreme Physical Performance, EP2. And so they're trying to do this deal with him, but they haven't got anything confirmed just yet. I mean, this guy just finds money. He has all that nonsense with Britney Spears, gets a huge commercial during the Super Bowl a few years ago, has all kinds of appearances for a while where people are paying him, and now this falls into his lap, plus a reality television show. I mean, of all the reality TV shows, first of all, how many people listening to me even know who Kevin Federline is? And would his life be that interesting to you to see him hanging around with his buddies and going to Las Vegas and doing whatever it is that he does? I don't think so. So his 15 minutes of fame suddenly has been extended to 25. Is it the Britney Spears effect? I don't get it. I don't see how people would be that interested in what he's doing. Hey, we told you about this last week since we're on the entertainment flow here. And Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, he was out at a concert and he fell from the stage. And, you know, I made the comment, a lot of these rockers, it's amazing. Their careers have just stretched on and on. And from afar, really, honestly, some of them look the same. Steven Tyler is one of those guys. He's 61. So in his act, he is one of those grinders on the microphone stand, and he sways all over the place, and, you know, he's got the traditional scarves wrapped around it. That's always been his signature deal. And he fell when he was singing Love in an Elevator. You know, Love in an Elevator. So he's at this outdoor concert. He makes a joke about it, but then suddenly he's in the helicopter, and he's airlifted after the fall, and apparently he hurt his shoulder. So, is there a lesson in this? I don't know. You know, he was known for heavy drugs and alcohol in the 70s and definitely in the 80s, too. And every single member of his band, there was five guys in the band, they all went to rehab in the mid-80s. And then they made a big comeback when MTV came about, and they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they still do concerts, and they still have shows where people are screaming crazy about them and actually go out and watch them. And Steven Tyler has been in commercials, and some of his guys have been doing other things as well. So I guess the moral of the story is, Steven Tyler, you are getting older, babe, so you might try to figure out a different way to entertain the crowds when you're singing and when you're swaying. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum of the entertainment world, Miley Cyrus, I mean, how old could she possibly be? She looks 15 to me, although I know she's just a tad older than 15. This girl would never have to work a day in her life. But Miley Cyrus was at the Teen Choice Awards, which I'm sure many of the people listening to this audience, where we're all enraged about healthcare, to sort of take a load off just to entertain yourself. I'm sure you're watching those teen awards. But she walked away with six trophies, and she got one called the Ultimate Choice Award for her extraordinary contribution to the entertainment industry. Okay, I don't get the extraordinary contribution. I'm not saying that the kid doesn't have some talent, but if anything, it's kind of the reverse, isn't it? I mean, could she make any more money, right? And what was interesting is supposedly she has this wholesome image, and I guess 95% of the show consisted of pole dancing and pelvic thrusts almost like a strip act. So what happened to Hannah Montana? Bye-bye to Squeaky Clean, I guess. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
That's a good line in the song. Just remind yourself, it's not so bad. We still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, right? The United States of America. So if we want to protest about health care, or we're concerned and we want to know more of the facts, I think that's a good thing, because we are the people. We don't live in Iran where things are forced down our throat and we have state-run television and radio and newspapers. Now, sadly, Ecuador is having the same thing happen to them. State-run news that will be pumped out in Ecuador. There are many countries where this is the case, but we have freedom of speech. So I say this all the time, even if I don't always agree with what I'm hearing, thank goodness I live in a country where I can express myself, where you can express yourself. And don't be timid. If you want to go to one of these meetings, go to one of the meetings. If you want to learn more about what's happening and you want to ask questions of your congressperson or your senator, it's easy to shoot an email. It's easy to look on their website, frankly, anymore. They've got websites popped up, and I'm sure if they're smart, they're going to put their stance and talk more about it. In fact, a lot of times now you can click on the website and there'll be like a video blog of whatever the hotbed thing is. So chances are that almost all of them will have something about healthcare. If you don't know senators or congresspeople, always you can send me an email at americatonight.net. Let's rewrap here from the hour in case we let something slip through the cracks. Here's one thing that happened, sadly, over the weekend. I mentioned this before. You know, there's the airspace in one particular area over the Hudson. It's not restricted, and as a result, and I don't know that this is exactly why it happened, because there's not restrictions, unfortunately it was allowed to happen. And divers find the plane and the eighth body. There were nine people involved, and one was a tourist helicopter and the other was a plane. And so some people are complaining that there needs to be some kind of a restriction over the airspace, that this is unbelievable that this happened, that yes, there have been freaky accidents in the past, but now there's just one victim unaccounted for. So I think it's good that they found the body, certainly, because there's some closure, if you can call it that, for the families. Now, a man's body was found inside the Piper plane that he was flying. It was a fixed-wing plane that was carrying three people when it slammed into a tourist helicopter that was carrying six people. So the plane wreckage and the body were found on a day where police divers were working in some pretty poor visibility areas with strong currents. All six bodies of the people who were on the helicopter were pulled from water up to 50 feet deep over the weekend. And then, of course, they had another body that surfaced up, so to speak, from among the three who were on the private plane found floating near Pier 40. You know, the people in the helicopter were five tourists from Italy. They were part of a group who were in New York to help celebrate a 25th wedding anniversary. Oh, just sad stuff. So here's the deal in the aftermath of this. Should the Federal Aviation Administration look at that airspace and whether or not it should be more constricted? And I would say, as a result of what happened right there in front of so many people that happened to look up into the sky and see that, and you see how dangerous it is with the helicopters, if it is like the wild, wild west, as one of the city officials described it, then I think they need to have some sort of restriction. Well, they didn't really issue any restrictions, but President Obama was part of that Three Amigos get together in Mexico with Felipe Calderon, the man who runs Mexico, and Stephen Harper from Canada. And there were a lot of things that were supposed to bubble up that really didn't seem to be discussed when they ultimately revealed some of the things that they were talking about. One thing, immigration reform is pushed off until next year because that's something that was talked about. And there were some other things that emerged from the conversation, cooperation and all the usual spin that you would hear. In fact, here's what Barack Obama had to say about the get-together right before he was leaving.
Here in Guadalajara, we also see our continent coming together. Mexicans, Canadians, Americans, as tourists, as neighbors, educators, and business partners, each bringing their unique traditions, each bound by mutual respect. Indeed, in the 21st century, North America is defined not simply by our borders, but by our bonds. The global recession has cost jobs and hurt families from Toronto to Toledo to Tijuana. So we renew our commitment to work together in Ottawa, Washington, and Mexico City. Building on our progress at the G8 and G20 summits, we agreed to continue to take aggressive, coordinated action to restore economic growth and create jobs for our workers, including workers in the North American auto industry. Because so much of our common prosperity and millions of jobs depend on trade that flows across our borders, billions of dollars worth of trade every day, we reaffirmed the need to reject protectionism. We recommitted ourselves to the infrastructure investments, the common sense regulations, and intellectual property protections upon which trade thrives. We are among each other's largest trading partners, As we work together towards lasting prosperity, we need to expand that trade, not restrict it.
All right, so expanding trade, not restricting it, is the only thing we heard there. Of course, so many of us concerned about the trucks and the danger of the trucks that are nothing like our semis that roll across the United States, the trucks going over the border, but that wasn't discussed at least in front of the microphones when the three emerged. One of the things that Obama did mention, because, of course, he was asked this question, healthcare, and health insurance reform, I guess, is now what it's being called, depending on who you talk to. Here was Obama's thoughts on the town hall thing and people expressing themselves and just in general healthcare.
I suspect that once we get into the fall and people look at the actual legislation that's being proposed, that more sensible and reasoned arguments will emerge, and we're going to get this passed.
Okay, so Obama confident that it'll get passed. That's a good question for you. Do you think, I mean, this is in fast forwarding this, with people outraged and then other people pushing in a different direction and other people just wanting explanations, do you think we will have health care legislation by the fall? In the fall, will this kick in so that it would get, I guess, would be effective going into the new year? Because if they take it up in September, maybe they, by the time you rework everything, if you were to do an overhaul, I don't think it would kick in till the following year. There's no way they could make that happen anyway. Do you think that we will see health care reform despite the protests and all the expression that we've seen across the U.S.? As I said before, there's no question what the Democrats did is they just misfired. And in misfiring, they put everybody on edge and on notice and upset everybody. And, of course, because that's what you hear, and specifics weren't laid out anyway, and there is no one specific plan. There were these committees that were meeting in the House, and then in the Senate they're talking about it. So different forms of legislation are starting to emerge, but there is no specific piece of legislation that's been approved by either the House or by the Senate. So nowhere near that. Remember, that was the thought, oh, let's get this through and it'll go, and before we recess, we'll have health care legislation. But that certainly was not the case. I think in the fall there's going to be more people expressing themselves, and who's ever, whatever congressperson or senator is working on this, they need to be very specific as to what these pieces of legislation will contain and where's the money coming from. If you want to cut health care costs, we keep coming back to the same thing. How are you going to pay for it? Is it going to be through taxes? Does it have to be through taxes? How long does that last? Throw out some specifics. That would be a very, very good thing. In the words of Madonna, don't be frightened. If you want to have your say, either on these airwaves or any others, or at a town hall meeting, just simply express yourself.